A Texas electricity early termination fee rarely catches an informed customer off guard. The fee amount, the waiver conditions, and the math that determines whether breaking a contract saves money are all knowable before signing. What an early termination fee is. An early termination fee, ETF, is a flat dollar penalty or a per-month charge that a retail electric provider, REP, collects when a customer cancels a fixed-rate contract before its end date. Under PUCT rules, every provider must disclose the ETF on the electricity fax label, EFL, before a customer signs. If the EFL does not list an ETF, the provider cannot charge one. ETFs exist because fixed-rate plans lock in a specific price per kilowatt-hour. The REP hedges the cost of electricity on the wholesale market to guarantee that price. When a customer leaves early, the REP loses the margin it used to recover that hedge. What Texas ETFs actually cost? ETFs vary by provider and contract length, but the range is narrow enough to generalize. Most fixed-rate plans in Texas carry an ETF between $100 and $250 for contracts of 12 months or longer. Some providers structure the fee as a per-month charge, typically $10 to $20 for each month remaining on the contract, which makes longer contracts more expensive to exit. Examples from EFL disclosures on Power to Choose, the PUCT-run shopping site. Flat fee ETFs of $100 to $200 are the most common structure among the top 10 REPs by customer count. Per-month ETFs of $10 to $20 per remaining month appear frequently on 24-month and 36-month plans. A handful of providers, particularly for short 3-month or 6-month terms, charge no ETF at all. The practical ceiling: a customer who exits a 24-month plan with 18 months remaining under a $15 per month ETF structure pays $270. That number matters when comparing it against potential savings from a lower rate plan. Four situations where the ETF must be waived. Texas Law and PUCT Rules, 16 TAC Chapter 25. Require REPs to waive the ETF in specific circumstances. Knowing these protections prevents paying a fee that is not legally owed. Moving outside the service territory. If a customer moves to a location the current REP does not serve, for example outside ERCOT or to a municipally owned utility area, the provider must waive the ETF. The customer must provide proof of the new address, such as a lease agreement or utility bill from the destination location. Moving to a new address within the service territory. Many REPs will also waive the ETF if the customer transfers service to a new address the provider does serve. This is not always legally required, so the customer should verify the specific policy in the contract before assuming the waiver applies. Rate increase notification. PUCT Rule 25.474 requires that when a REP notifies a customer of a material change to contract terms, including a price increase, the customer has the right to switch providers without paying the ETF. The customer must act within the notice period stated in the notification. Military deployment and SCRA protections. Active duty military members who receive deployment orders or a permanent change of station can terminate a residential contract without penalty under the Service Members Civil Relief Act. Documentation, typically orders or a letter from a commanding officer, is required. How to read the EFL before signing. The electricity fax label is a standardized one-page disclosure that every Texas rep must provide. It lists the ETF in plain language. Before signing any fixed-rate contract, a customer should locate three items on the EFL. The ETF amount and structure. Is it a flat fee or a per-month charge? The contract end date. A 12-month plan starting July 1st ends June 30th of the following year, not after the 12th bill. The renewal notice policy. Some plans auto-renew into a new fixed-rate term, which resets the ETF clock entirely. Power to Choose. PowerToChoose.org, the PUCT-run comparison site, displays the ETF for every listed plan. Filtering by No Early Termination Fee shows all month-to-month options available in a given zip code. Month-to-month plans, the No ETF option. Month-to-month variable rate plans carry no ETF. The trade-off is price exposure. Variable rates change monthly based on wholesale market conditions. In a stable market, a variable rate may run below prevailing fixed rate offers. During a supply crunch, variable rates can spike sharply. The U.S. Energy Information Administration, EIA, reports that average residential retail prices in Texas have ranged from roughly 11 cents per kilowatt hour in low demand months to over 16 cents per kilowatt hour during summer peaks in recent years. EIA, Electric Power Monthly. A variable rate plan is appropriate for a customer who expects to move within 6 months or who wants the flexibility to switch to a better fixed rate offer without paying a penalty. It is not appropriate as a long-term default, because the rate can move in either direction with no cap. Calculating whether breaking a contract makes financial sense. Before paying an ETF to switch, a customer should run a simple break-even calculation. Monthly savings from the new plan, X months remaining on the current contract, equals gross savings. If gross savings exceed the ETF, switching is profitable. If not, waiting out the contract is almost always the better choice. Example: a household uses 1,200 kilowatt hours per month. The current plan charges 14 cents per kilowatt hour. A new plan charges 11 cents per kilowatt hour. The monthly savings is 3 cents by 1,200 kilowatt hours, or $36. With an ETF of $150 and 6 months remaining, gross savings total $216, clearing the fee by $66. The switch makes financial sense. If the same household had only 3 months remaining, gross savings would total $108, less than the $150 ETF. Waiting is the better decision. How to request an ETF waiver. If a qualifying circumstance applies, the customer should take these steps. Call the rep and ask specifically for the ETF waiver or contract release process. Reference the specific PUCT rule or contract clause that triggers the waiver. Submit documentation, new address proof, deployment orders, or the rate increase notice in writing by email or certified mail, and keep a copy. If the rep refuses a waiver, it is legally required to grant. File a complaint with PUCT's Consumer Protection Division at puc.texas.gov. In texas.gov, or by calling 1-800-611-6001. PUCT tracks complaints by provider. A pattern of improper ETF charges can trigger enforcement action. Filing a complaint is free and takes under 15 minutes online. When waiting is the right call. For most customers within the final 3 to 4 months of a contract, waiting is the correct decision. The ETF almost always exceeds the savings available from switching that close to the end date. The optimal window to shop is 30 to 60 days before the contract end date. Starting a new plan just after the old one expires captures the full savings period without any penalty. Many fixed-rate plans default to a higher variable rate once the contract term ends, so the expiration date matters in both directions. Pay no penalty for leaving early, and pay no premium for staying past the term without noticing.